This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We've been spending a lot of time on this latest COVID relief package because it's going to affect many different parts of this economy, like public transit. There's $14 billion in aid for U.S. transit agencies in the legislation. Ridership is down pretty drastically in many places since the start of the pandemic. Now, the MTA in New York and BART system in San Francisco will get a hefty share of the new funds, but the money will also go to transportation agencies throughout the country. And as Marketplace's Andy Eula reports, many are worried this is just a Band-Aid.
The $14 billion is less than half of what the industry was lobbying for, but
first, we just need to stop the bleeding.
Ben Fried is with the think tank Transit Center. He says, with people across the country still working from home and some afraid of catching COVID on the bus, this relief will stop the bleeding for a few months.
You know, the best estimates indicate that there will be a budget crunch for transit agencies going into 2021 and probably lasting through 2022, so this won't be the last aid package they need.
He says this money will allow transportation agencies to avoid doomsday scenarios of thousands of layoffs and drastic service cuts. Yona Freemark at the Urban Institute says those cuts would have affected many of the essential workers who continue to use public transit to get to their jobs.
People who work in grocery stores, people who work in retail, people who work at hospitals continue to need public transportation and actually continue to ride it.
Freemark says it's the white-collar, higher-income communities that have seen the largest reduction in ridership. Paul Skoutelis is president of the trade group American Public Transportation Association. He was relieved they got anything and is already planning on lobbying for more, but the goal isn't stopgap packages.
We're looking for a major, really landmark piece of legislation to be working with the new administration and with the new Congress come next month.
He hopes that involves a dedicated federal funding stream that doesn't need to be renewed, especially because ridership isn't expected to get back to normal for years. I'm Andy Eula for Marketplace.